Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, hello there. This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. So call the show and leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY, 856-494-6773, you're tweeting me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Go to my website, ryanhoppyradio.com, for all the info on this award-winning podcast. You can listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on ZRadioLive.com. Search Z Radio Live on the Odyssey app.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And we're on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. This is Hoppy Hour, where I speak my mind on all things celebrity news, all things dating advice, and more. I imagine my audience to be the hardworking average Joe and James that grind in life. Now, wake up in the morning, and if you're in the Midwest, it's freezing cold, and you go outside 5 minutes early before you go to work to warm up your car, and you got that hot coffee, and you plug in your aux cord to Spotify when you search up Hoppy Radio on every single podcasting platform, and my show makes time go by. Or if you're listening in Florida and, oh God, it's hot out and you need to get that Pedialyte to stay hydrated, and you plug in your phone to the aux cord and you search up Hoppy Radio and I make your landscaping job or whatever the hell you do in Florida, I make time go by. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, I play news clips from celebrity news and I rant about it. And this show is totally ready for the radio. Would my radio show just be this? No. But would it be a lot of this? Yes. What the hell is going on with Machine Gun Kelly?
Fight Night at the VMAs. In the pink
corner. That was pretty witty. Fight Night at the VMAs. I get what they did there.
A's. In the pink corner, UFC fighter Conor McGregor. Mm. In the red corner, actress Megan Fox's boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly.
The disrespect. Megan Fox's boyfriend.
Machine Gun Kelly.
What I love too, this is hilarious. I hate name dropping the people I've met because I work in radio, but when I worked in Cleveland radio, I met MGK for 20 minutes. He came on the radio show I worked at, but I talked to him off air for 20 minutes. Coolest dude ever. He's a nerdy white dude from the Cleveland suburbs. There's nothing tough about him. Can you imagine that though? You grow up in the Cleveland suburbs, so everybody in Ohio's into cars. So when you're MGK, you grow up watching Megan Fox, and oh, she looked so good in Transformers when she was washing that car or whatever. Oh, that scene made every millennial boy happy. And can you imagine being MGK? All of a sudden, the movie you grew up watching, you're banging that woman. A round of applause. We got to do real quick for Machine Gun Kelly. What an accomplishment.
The scuffle started as Megan Fox stepped onto the red carpet at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, dazzling everyone with her see-through dress.
Finally, the Barclays Center has some winners.
But when she and her boyfriend refused to pose for a photo with McGregor, the quick-tempered fighter allegedly threw a drink at them.
It's not allegedly, there's a video of it. It's like watching a video of a car crash and going, allegedly, they totaled the car in this video. It's like, get the hell out of here. Yeah, this is a publicity stunt to the highest level. Why the hell would Conor McGregor want to fight Machine Gun Kelly? Oh, Machine Gun Kelly wears some very artsy clothes. That's the word I'll go for. That took forever. Flamboyant's the word. Machine Gun Kelly wears flamboyant clothes, and he's not manly, and he's not a rapper anymore, and all the haters hate on him. You know what he's doing that you're not doing? You know what he's doing I'm not doing? You know what he's doing that Brian Austin Green did? Yeah, Megan Fox.
Photos show McGregor lunging at the rapper as security guards hold him back.
And everybody was like, oh, Machine Gun Kelly was hiding behind the security guards like pussies would. And I go, he's not a fighter. He's a nerdy white dude from the suburbs of Cleveland. Conor McGregor is a walking stereotype of a drunk Irishman with a sociopathic brain and probably maybe PTSD, but definitely CTE. Maniac. About Machine Gun Kelly, I wouldn't want to fight Conor McGregor either. But the thing, man, my voice just cracked. But the thing is this. It's not real. I don't know why the hell Conor McGregor would want to fight Machine Gun Kelly. Oh, publicity stunt. Because then later on, he said this afternoon, oh, I don't want to have any beef with MGK, but he can come to my next fight. And I go, bingo. There it is. There it is. It's nothing more and nothing less than them hypnotizing us with their publicity. And we fall for it every time. It could be the most oblivious. It can be the most obvious publicity stunt. And we think it's real. Like Britney Spears' engagement?
Megan was hustled away to safety.
Yeah.
Moments later, Kelly was in no mood to talk about it.
I wouldn't either. I just almost got my ass kicked by a drunk Irishman. Hey, you want to talk about it? What a good time that was.
Had a little scuffle with Conor McGregor on the carpet. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
He
like punches the mic. Oh, you're so tough, MGK.
Carpet fight was the first of many surprises at the MTV show.
I don't care. We'll talk more about it, but I really can't play that video because of copyright infringement laws. You don't really mess with the copyright world, you know, whatever. I almost got fined or something. They deleted all my shows. So yeah, if you're listening, I don't really play music on here or anything. Oh, this next headline. We got to give 2 Chainz the Rapper some credit. We got to give 2 Chainz the Rapper a round of applause. He threw a fentanyl-free birthday party. I don't know what the hell that means, but we'll find out right after this.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
That's the mood I'm in. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. And when I tell you, as I sit here every time, I go, oh, the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company, they're wonderful. No. Here's the point. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations in Florida, whatever the hell you want to call us, the Wang of America. The home of Death Santas. Oh, this is getting weird. But go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can get the hot sauce in Florida. But don't worry. Do not have a panic attack if you don't live in Florida. Although you should be having a panic attack if you don't live in Florida because it's amazing here. But that's besides the point. If you don't live in Florida, you can always order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce on social media, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. When you get that nice, juicy, it's getting weird. When you get the hot sauce, tag us on social media. We'd love it.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I can't a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Don't we all?
Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. In like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
His Midwest accent and rants are like endorphins for your workout. You are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, he got a fat ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Chane celebrated his birthday over the weekend, and his party was strictly BYO, anything but fentanyl.
I love a party with fentanyl. Never been to one. Don't plan on going to one. Police is here. Oh, jeez.
2 Chainz threw a no fentanyl party for his birthday. He had a big bash in Atlanta at the Members Only Lounge for his 44th birthday. It was a psychedelic 70s hippie kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. It looked really awesome. He said it was a no-fit.
Oh, what an awesome time hanging out with a bunch of hippies. That's just what I want to do. I mean, there are benefits to hanging out with hippies when it comes to plants. Yeah, you get what I'm coming from. You get what I'm going for. But the smell of hippies? Oh, Jesus Christ, take a shower already. Quit living in the past. You'll be dead in 15 years, you boomers.
Party.
No fent?
So he had pictures of him holding bags of what looked like psychedelic mushrooms.
2 Chainz wanted to...
Yeah, never going to do that because I am already a walking panic attack, and if I did psychedelics, I don't think my brain would ever return. Like, you know those people that, like, are currently tripping, and they're like, there's, like, rumors that when you trip on mushrooms or acid or whatever the hell you do, that, like, your mind can always be in that trip. And man, that sounds amazing, because then you wouldn't know that Biden's our president.
Chainz wanted to send a strong message about the fentanyl epidemic that has swept through Hollywood in recent months.
Oh, what a good time. Hell yeah, Hollywood, home of fentanyl and a bunch of hacks.
But those mushrooms have people split.
Just do psychedelic mushrooms. Be safe, everybody.
We're doing all natural things. All natural from the ground.
It's like
Yeah. The one that sounds fun is ayahuasca, because, like, either way, if you drink, you're going to throw up at the end of the night. And if you do ayahuasca, you're going to throw up at the end of the night. But there's also no calories. And in my book, that's a win-win. I'm getting so much older. I'm 28 now. And let me tell you, I don't process food the same. I don't take it in the same. What happened is this. If I have like 6 to 9 beers, oh, 7 years ago, this is a dandy time. So happy. Oh, woke up with no hangover at all. But guess what? Now, I'm not waking up with a hangover. I think it's called a food over, but I might have made that term up. I don't know if I heard it over the years. Holy stomach ache. I'll be like tipsy at 3 a.m, a little tipsy. Like, you know, when you're like, you wake up tipsy, like you couldn't drive and you're sleeping at your house after taking an Uber home because driving drunk is dumb. So you wake up a little buzzed and like you go to the bathroom and you're like, dude, I feel so sick, man. Oh, but also I think it's because I had a lot of McDonald's at 11 p.m. at night after going to the Jack Harlow concert, which was a great time, a little short. Thank you for the 35-minute wait and 42-minute show. So appreciated, Jack. But yeah, my body does not take in booze the same. Oh, it makes me feel horrendous. Oh, God. Oh, speaking of Oh, God. Here's a headline about Jordan Woods.
Carl Anthony Towns is clapping back at his girlfriend Jordan Woods' haters.
It's got to be weird being Carl Anthony Towns, who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. First of all, it's got to be weird for him because he knows that his prime in the NBA is going to waste by playing with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Woohoo! That's just what every basketball player dreams of. I want to play in Minneapolis. And then Carl Anthony Towns sadly loses his mom to COVID last year. And then he begins dating Jordan Woods. And you got to think he, because there were a lot of reports that like his mom was his best friend and he liked hanging out with his mom, obviously. If you have a good mom, you like hanging out with them. They gave birth to you. They didn't abort you. Congratulations. But what I'm saying is Carl Anthony Towns, I think, wanted the affection of a woman. So he really got with Jordan Woods, and Jordan Woods wants to be with a guy. I'm not saying Carl Anthony Towns wouldn't cheat, but he seems like one of those players that doesn't do it that much, and he's pretty loyal to Jordan. And I think it's hard for Carl to take in the fact that Jordan, man, she's been around the block, ruined a marriage or two. And that is your fiance? Whatever. Whatever our kids are doing nowadays, whatever these kids, millennials, are doing. We're not getting married. We're just living with our girlfriends because we want to get laid a lot.
Saying her weight loss journey was 100% natural. So,
oh, yeah, there's nothing fake about Jordan Woods besides everything.
Earlier this week, Jordan posted a before and after of her body transformation, saying she wanted to inspire people and help them lose weight the way she...
Oh, no. Forget the local trainer like FitsageFitness.com or Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Forget about the people that actually know about working out and losing weight. Oh, we should bow down to the greatness of Jordan Woods. Oh, Jordan, you lost weight? Oh, you inspire me. How do you ruin marriages?
The way she did. But a lot of people started calling her out, saying there's no way she did this without having surgery.
I have...
Duh.
To be honest, I think she looks fantastic, and I'm sure she...
Oh, whatever. Of course you're going to defend her. You want to be friends with them. You know, the celebrity news reporters are afraid to speak their mind about the celebrities because they want to get the inside scoop. And if they bash the celebrity, they're not as likely to get the inside scoop on a celebrity, and then nobody wins. Maybe America does. If this show were to end, America would win too. But man, I'm not going to make it that easy for you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I forgot to play this before when we go to break.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitsageFitness.com. Dude, did you see the video I tweeted out at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram? I only benched 20 pounds 2 years ago. Oh, how December 2019 was almost 2 years ago. How time flies. Did you see that video? 2 years ago, I only was able to lift 20 pounds on a bench. But I work out every day during the quarantine with my friend Devin Prasad and before the quarantine. And now I can lift 245s on each side. See the video at Ryan Hoppy Radio. So if I can do it, my baby giraffe goofy ass, if I can get into shape, man, the way I just said ass sounded really Midwest. If my Ryan John Hoppy 28-year-old self can get into shape, you can too. Here's the thing. If you go to FitSageFitness.com, there he has monthly plans. And this isn't your average Joe. I don't give a fuck. And if I had a radio show, I wouldn't swear, but it's my podcast and life short, so I don't really give a fuck. Devin Prasad isn't one of those workout trainers that's not going to give a fuck about you and just kind of give you an okay workout. He will come up with a meal plan. He will come up with a workout plan, and he will change your life. But you got to put in a little bit of effort, like showing up, getting into shape, and going to FitsageFitness.com. And adding him on Instagram, @fit_sage_fitness, because life's too short. We should get into shape. And when you tell Devin that I sent you, he'll hook you up with a great deal. Like, he was going to hook you up anyway if I didn't tell you about him. But because I told you about him, and you say, oh, I heard about it on
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. Yeah. This is Hoppy Hour.
He will hook you up.
Shut up!
I will. Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPY.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
You and I know
yeah.
that you will be sizzling like fajita meat.
Carl,
yeah. Oh. Oh, boy, that's rotten.
Is your significant other driving you nuts?
Yep.
The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen
same.
To your problems
I will?
At 856
Who said that?
49 Hoppy.
It's a number.
That's 856-49 Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Fans are still obsessive about Ross and Rachel, but can Why? You believe that fans are still, like, cooking up these dating rumors about you and David Schwimmer all of these years later? Is it a little flattering? Is it a little bizarre?
Well, that was bizarre.
Jennifer.
I wonder who did bang on that show.
Aniston is responding to those David Schwimmer dating rumors that pop.
I don't know why all these Friends fans, like, want them to really date. Like, they'd be the smarmiest couple ever. Oh, they'd be so unlikable.
David Schwimmer dating rumors that yeah. popped up shortly after the Friends reunion aired on HBO Max back in May.
Yeah.
Back in high school, I had a major crush on you.
I watched about four seasons of it since HBO Max first came out, like, a year and a half ago. Man, like, it's good, but after four seasons, I'm like, I've seen it all. I get it. They're a bunch of sluts and walking quarter-life crises. Oh, what a great show. The one thing I heard from my girlfriend is that Phoebe and Joey were supposedly supposed to date, but then they added Paul Rudd, which I haven't seen yet. So don't spoil it for me. I'll probably never get to it. When they added Paul Rudd, they were going to add Phoebe and Joey, but it didn't test well. But oh my God, I bet they would bang it out. Because if you were to watch like episodes of Friends, which a lot of people do, this just in, there's a lot of moments you'll see, like, Phoebe rubbing on Joey and, like, hey, how's it going? And then Joey has some funny one-liner with his likable self. And that was probably them trying to do a precursor. That was probably them doing a prequel to the moment that Joey and Phoebe banged it out. But it just wasn't meant to be. Or Paul Rudd just got in the way.
I know. The 54-year-old actress addressed the dating speculation in a new interview with ET.
Oh, wow. Just what we needed. More of Jennifer Aniston talking.
Alongside her morning show co-star, Reese Witherspoon.
By the way, the morning show is the worst show ever because I work in the media business, so I feel like I'm at work when I'm watching it.
Could not believe that, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
No, well, if you go on porn, that doesn't mean much anymore.
But it was, I mean, I understand, though. It just shows you how hopeful people are for fantasies.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
for dreams to come true.
Man, if you're really dreaming about those two banging, you need to get a life.
The romance room.
I bet Jennifer's the biggest missionary queen. Like, oh, I'm not doing any work tonight.
Rumors between Jen and David started swirling after the two admitted during the reunion that they had crushes on one another while they were filming the iconic 90s sitcom. Jen.
The Botox on David Schwimmer. Oh, his face blew up. It's hilarious. It's like he got stung by 100 bees. Oh, he looks weird.
And as Rachel Green and David as Ross Geller.
Yeah.
The first season,
mm-hmm. I had a major crush on
Jen. I wanted to fuck the shit out of you.
At some point, we were both crushing hard on each other, but.
Yeah, we were. In the backside with the producers watching.
It was like two ships passing because one of us was always in a relationship.
God, he talks like Ross. Two ships sailing. Shut up. You wanted to bang her. It's fine. Half of Hollywood has.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm kidding.
Video of the year.
What the hell is going on with Lil Nas X?
Video of the year. Okay. Are you okay now? Because you put on a performance.
It's Lil Nas X getting interviewed after a spicy VMA show. Let's find out what the hell he's got to say to this reporter.
Nice.
Oh my God.
It has been so talked about back here.
Yeah. Oh my God. I worked so hard for his performance, and I'm just glad.
I love how uncomfortable Lil Nas X makes to those Republicans. I don't know why I said that. To those conservatives. I don't know why I said it, because it's the truth. That are like, oh my God, it's a gay guy on TV. It's ruining my sexuality because I'm really in the closet, so I try to have Jeebus help me out to get rid of my gayness, even though I should just live the way I want to live in a short life.
Glad people like it, you know? But video of the year.
We heard you.
Can I tell you, Lil Nas X?
All right. I bet he just goes around the room. Old Town Road. Panini.
You are so on point right now. You still don't have a shirt on. At least you got some pants and a jacket on now.
Yeah, you know.
Did you see me in the back giving a mouth hug to a producer?
Got to try to dress up a little bit. You know, no shirts, though. Yeah. No shirts.
856-49-HOPPY. Oh, this headline is going to disgust you. This headline is going to want to make you throw up.
Machine Gun Kelly is touching on the drama that went down at the 2021 MTV VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
Just one day after the Bloody Valentine rapper appeared to have an altercation with MMA fighter Conor McGregor before heading into Brooklyn Barclays Center on Sunday night. MGK hinted to some off-screen drama that happened prior to his performance of Paper Cuts, which he ended by smashing his guitar.
You mentioned that you got a piece of your guitar. I was getting nervous when people try to smash guitars. Were you nervous that you were going to be able to...
God, is Seth Meyers horrendous.
Able to effectively smash it. You did a great job.
Well, that was never part of the plan. I kind of did it out of...
What?
There could be a documentary about everything that happened backstage at the VMAs.
Publicity stunt! As I called before. Because I am correct on everything.
A documentary about how it went exactly according to plan?
Yeah.
The 31-year-old entertainer then noted he actually wasn't supposed to close the show in the first place.
Oh, but thank God he did. We were so blessed I didn't watch it. We were so honored I didn't watch it to have him perform.
Wasn't supposed to close out the show.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You weren't supposed to close out the show. That seems to me like at award shows, there's usually a pretty hard, locked-in list.
It was the...
I'm Seth Meyers. I'm so relatable. Everything that Biden does that Trump did, I'm not talking about because I'm liberal.
Yeah, it was...
So they came to you and said, change of plans, you're going to close
the show? I was in my set piece. I was in the grave. If you watch the performance, I start out in a grave.
Oh, that's edgy. Wow, you're in a grave. No one's ever done that before. Soundgarden, Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, everything.
In the middle of the show, they took me out of the grave. Story for another day.
Yeah, totally.
Machine Gun Kelly's big night first kicked off when he crossed paths with Conor McGregor and things nearly got violent.
Conor's like a weird guy, man. I feel like there's like a nice side of him, and I feel like he'll just punch you for no reason. But he's a drunken CTE, messed up brain sociopath. That was very well said by me. I'm such a wordsmith.
An eyewitness told Access Hollywood that, quote, McGregor threw a punch, but MGK was at a distance and he was
hiding behind his security guards and his girlfriend, which I would be too.
Wasn't able to get to him.
Why the hell would you want to fight Conor McGregor?
Megan Fox stood in front of MGK and McGregor to stop the fight. She was shoved in the process by McGregor.
Yeah, that's not cool. You don't shove a woman.
There is a huge mystery at Chris Brown's house.
Too bad Chris Brown doesn't take my advice. He's a dirtbag.
There is a huge mystery at Chris Brown's house. A mystery spitter. And
Yeah. Oh, wait. The different type of spitter.
Police are now on the case.
I mean, there's many different types of spitters, you know, but it's never a good thing.
On a bicycle, rode up to Chris's gate. His security was there, wondering if this person was just...
I mean, it's so insulting when they spit. I mean, like, why would you do that? Be a team player.
There is a huge mystery at Chris Brown's house. A mystery spitter.
Yeah.
And police are now on the case. Someone on a bicycle...
And it wasn't Tori Black.
...rode up to Chris's gate. His security was there, wondering if this person was just a random person riding by or someone...
Wow, Chris Brown has a huge house. each room for every person he's beating up.
...and trying to get to Chris. It happened at like 10 o'clock at night. They went out, put a flag...
Yeah, I feel like when you go like anywhere else... They have it saying nothing good happens after midnight. Literally the 24 hours in a day that you're given, nothing good happens around Chris Brown. There's really no manifesting success when you're around a guy that literally has had 100 million incidents, but he's such a goddamn good singer. If he wasn't a dirtbag that beat up women, he would have been the next Michael Jackson. The guy could sing, dance, and rap, but when you're a bad person, karma's going to catch up to you by being irrelevant, and that's his punishment.
Flashlight on him, like, hey, what are you doing here? And the person spit at Chris Brown's security, actually landed on the security guard.
And they grabbed the Kleenex.
And rode off into the night. So Chris Brown's security, they called the cops and they came out, took a battery report.
And they made sure they finished up the video.
And they are searching for the spitter.
Getting spit in the face is arguably worse than getting hit in the face.
Yeah, but shining a flashlight in somebody's face is disrespectful too.
What does that mean?
You shouldn't be shining a flashlight in somebody's face.
I don't know, that's weird. Sounds like he has experience.
What?
If you're on my property at night,
don't yell at me, Harvey. Don't exploit me. I'm not relevant though.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy.
Oh, there I am talking myself down. I'm so relevant.
Happy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. I have been in 3 boxing matches. Don't Google Ryan Happy Boxing. Please don't Google Ryan Happy Boxing. So Amir Academy of Martial Arts, I've been around a lot of boxers, a lot of boxing coaches, and they're all masculine dudes who are such douchebags. But Amir Academy of Martial Arts, Amir is a man of class. Amir is an elegant dude. He's so talented, and he will teach you self-defense. He will teach you how to throw a proper punch, and he will give you endorphins. But you're sitting here listening to this live read, even though it's not live, it's a podcast. This on-demand read. You're going, I kind of want to do it, but I'm a little lazy. Get off your butt and go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Do I need to hand feed you all the info? I mean, you could just Google Amir Academy of Martial Arts, but no one knows how to Google anymore. Amir Academy of Martial Arts is at 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Don't know why I'm talking down to you. Like I'm mansplaining. At 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. And call them at 727-821-4097. That's 727-821-4097. Amir Academy Tech.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Listen to me, Randall.
No, thank you.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Really?
Light him up.
No, thank you.
What?
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist, and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
No, thanks.
Then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts? Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. His Midwest accent and rants are like endorphins for your workout. You are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Man, I gotta get the show on the air. You want to syndicate Hoppy Hour? Add me on Facebook and message me. Because I'm here recording at the Hoppy Hour Megaplex, which is my apartment, with my beautiful girlfriend hanging on her egg chair, and my cat trying to walk onto the desk because we have this Rodecaster board, and it's got a little red button that says record, and my cat almost pressed it. Asshole. But all cats are assholes. Speaking of assholes, did you see the Hard Rock Cat in Miami? I spread a little bit of fake news on Saturday. It was a little awkward. Or on Sunday. It was a little awkward.
Let's go!
So here's what happened. There's a cat that is a part of the Miami Hurricanes franchise. And he goes around the stadium just being a cat. Meow, meow. Oh, sounds like such a healthy situation for that feline. Oh, we'll just have you around a bunch of drunken football fans. So somehow he was on the second floor of the stadium. And somehow he began hanging from it, from the side of it. And by one of the videos that I saw, it looked like humans were hanging him from over the ledge, but it was really him hanging from over the ledge. And I put up this post. I said, if you think this is okay, you're a sociopath and you shouldn't have animals. Because what happens is he falls down and then these assholes are like, oh, we caught the cat. Like they don't just put him down. They pick him up like he's an item. And he scratches the fuck out of this dude. So by me putting up the post that if you think that's okay, you're a sociopath and you shouldn't have animals, that could equate to the guy getting attacked by the cat and people thinking it's okay. But I kind of came off like an asshole because I didn't really do my research. And I thought that the cat was being hung by people or being held over by people. And I was really embarrassed. I had this one Cleveland listener go, oh, you're such an asshole. That's how everybody sounds in Cleveland. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, happy hot topic.
What the hell is going on with everybody's favorite? Oh, Meghan McCain. Nice legs. I'm sorry.
Meghan McCain's conservative voice has a brand new outlet.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, sometimes I'm calm, sometimes I'm not.
Listen.
That's the way we like you, Meghan.
I mean, sometimes I'm calm, sometimes I'm not.
Less than a month after her exit from The View this summer,
yeah,
the commentator has landed a column with DailyMail.com.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. The Daily Mail, to me, is like the least censored news. Like, you go to CNN, and Joe Biden's the greatest thing since sliced bread, which his brain is sliced bread. And then you go to Fox News, and, oh, Joe Biden's the worst. He kind of is. But to me, when I go to DailyMail.com, I feel like I'm being fed okay news. I feel like I am.
I think I would just like a little intellectual consistency.
She tweeted out the news on Thursday, writing, everything in my life these days is about going back to basics. I started as a columnist and am thrilled at the chance to return to it. In a statement, Meghan added, I've always respected the way DailyMail.com tackles issues across the entire political spectrum and I'm looking forward to sharing my own opinions without fear or favor on the important issues that matter to our readers across.
So she got a new gig and she's making a bunch of money. I wonder if she'll actually be writing her columns. Speaking of spitting, what's going on with Harry Styles?
Despite requiring fans to be fully vaccinated before attending his Love on Tour, Harry Styles has come under fire for spitting water into the air, which many claim doesn't exactly demonstrate proper hygiene amid a pandemic.
Well, I'm not surprised. Harry doesn't seem like the smartest guy. I don't look at him. I don't go, oh, this guy's got a PhD. Oh, yeah.
Let's get into it.
Fans have been eagerly anticipating once again being able to attend live concerts for upwards of 2 years now. And with some stipulations, Harry Styles' Love on Tour kicked off in Las Vegas last week. We previously covered all the details on what those requirements entailed, so we'll link that right above. While Harry wanted to ensure that his fans were safe as they attended the indoor MGM Grand Garden Arena that held 17,000 guests, he has since come under fire following the opening show after fans accused him of not practicing proper hygiene.
I mean, I look at Harry and I don't go, oh, that guy's got proper hygiene. He's kind of doing the Ashton Kutcher thing, the Matthew McConaughey thing. I'm going with the natural smell, man.
For those of you who have attended a Harry Styles show, you'd know that one of his many signature moves involves what many dub as the whale, which consists of forcefully spitting a mouthful of water into the air like a whale's blowhole.
Weird, man.
While Harry wasn't the first to adopt
not the first time he spit
this move, it kind of became his thing while performing during a time there wasn't a contagious pandemic running rampant.
I'm running rampant. I can't take this. So yeah, he spit and everybody got mad. Yeah. I'll leave that right there to hang out. Oh, thank God Britney Spears is engaged. Now we get to hear more about her.
You like it?
Britney Spears is engaged to Sam Asghari. The couple have been dating since 2016.
Well, trust me, if we do ever get married, everybody's going to know. Actually, you might be the first one to know. You never know.
The pop star shared the big news to Instagram on Sunday.
Look at that. You like it?
Yeah. Britney kept it short and sweet in the caption, writing, "I can't f***ing believe it." And ET has learned this engagement has been in the works for some time now.
Is she the one? Do you see marriage in the future?
I mean, absolutely. This is something that every couple should do. That's the whole point of a relationship. We're a family.
Before popping the question with this 4-carat diamond ring, Sam had been quietly meeting with designers for months, eventually choosing Roman Maliev to design the stunning rock. A rep for Sam said in a statement that the couple is deeply touched by the support, dedication, and love expressed to them.
I can't tell you anything yet.
In a cute moment, Sam teased the announcement in his Instagram story, writing, "Biggest news, can't wait to share."
Ah, man. You know, Britney Spears is getting married. Woo! Don't care. 856-49-HOPPY.
Is Ariana Grande hitting the pause button on her music career?
I'm going to guess yes. I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker packed on the PDA at the 2021 MTV VMAs. The couple made their red carpet debut at the event, and they made sure to show their steamy affection for one another. While striking some fierce poses together on the carpet, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star slipped her man some tongue as they smooched for the camera multiple times. For the pair's date night out, Kourt dressed up in a lace-up leather mini dress, while the Blink-182 drummer sported a suit embellished with shoulder spikes.
So edgy and wild!
The reality star, who has been romantically linked to the rocker since January, was at the big award show to support Travis's performance of Paper Cuts alongside Machine Gun Kelly.
I wonder if they asked for Scott Disick's permission afterwards of how they thought the performance went.
And Kourtney even got to introduce the duo alongside MGK's girlfriend Megan Fox to close out the show on Sunday night.
I'm a huge fan of this next performer. I've watched him grow, and not just as an artist, but also as a person.
I'm a fan too, and I think his drummer is super hot.
Oh my God, the vocal fry there. I mean, can you imagine laying next to them? I mean, I bet they'd say the same about me.
Lil Nas X just attended his first ever Met Gala
and slayed the whole damn thing.
Dressing up in nice, rich clothes. Riveting. This, though, is riveting right here.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck take their love to the 2021 Met Gala. The 52-year-old triple threat and the 49-year-old Oscar winner turned heads at fashion's biggest night, held at the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Monday. First, Jen made a solo appearance on the red carpet dressed in a gorgeous Ralph Lauren number, serving up...
I wonder how many dead animals that's responsible for. Ooh, me being woke.
A major leg moment.
It just turned out to be something really magical.
Yeah.
The Hustler star's Western-inspired look consisted of a brown gown with faux fur sleeves and a silver statement necklace, which she accessorized with a dark gray hat and silver metallic platform pumps.
So I guess they kissed at the Met Gala and they were talking about all her accessories. I have one. Accessories? Whatever. Man. I just really fumbled this one-liner going to break.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I was going to say I have a lot of accessories when it comes to sponsors. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley Master Barbershop or RichKBarber.com is the best, I'm a man of my words. He's at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard next to McDonald's, but you gotta sign up ahead of time. Go to RichKBarber.com, schedule an appointment, and when you sit down in that seat, tell him I sent you.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour. Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, we have so much to get into. So let's do it. In about 5 seconds.
Britney Spears' Instagram account was deactivated, but...
All right, so the Free Britney movement's over with. Looks like everything's going in her direction. She's engaged. Hopefully she signs the prenup. But the problem is a lot of the Free Britney people in this movement are clout chasers who pretend to be better than the paparazzi that bothered her back in the day. They pretend to be better than the late night talk show hosts that bothered her back in the day. They pretend to be better than all the people that have exploited Britney. But really, here's why a good portion of the Free Britney movement is a bunch of hacks, a bunch of wannabes looking for attention. When I watched that documentary back in February, feels like 10 years ago that came out, and they were interviewing that hack podcast with those two Gen Zers, it's not that I'm jealous that the podcast is more well-known than mine, even though mine does great. Yeah. But what I'm saying is literally they were like, oh, we'll debate. Where is she on social media? But that is where things get out of hand is if there's nothing to cover, don't talk about Britney that day. Oh, but you're doing it for clicks and revenue. You know what I mean? Like if there's breaking news, like, oh, the conservative ship is over, or even covering her wedding, whatever, that's fine. But if the Free Britney movement cared so much about Britney, it looks like she's being freed. So it's time to get a life and a job and an occupation and find some real talent where you're not relying on others.
The pop star says it's no cause for alarm.
Oh, no. She just got tired of everybody DMing her and hitting her up. And Britney's like, I can't do this. And I can relate. I get so many messages.
I just want to be a happy person.
Me too.
Here's what went down. Fans noticed Britney's IG account disappeared from the platform on Tuesday.
How many fans do you think just refresh it over and over and over and over? All of them.
Immediately inciting...
Where'd she go? No! I need Britney to exploit!
Immediately inciting concern amongst her followers amid the singer's ongoing...
The concern. You've never met her. You're never going to meet her. And even if you met her, you can bring on the best impression to her possible. And you're no different than any other fan. So all these fans, they were so worried. Go check up on your kids or something.
...going conservatorship battle. But within a few hours, Britney took to Twitter to explain, quote...
Oh, God. Why do you go on Twitter?
Don't worry, folks. Just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon.
Quote, unquote, celebrate.
I'm very keen on freedom. I love freedom. I love independence.
Yeah. I wonder if Sam's pulling out of that engagement.
Source is also shedding light on the situation, telling ET, quote, nothing should be read into this. She previously said she'd be taking a well-deserved break, as many celebrities do. That's really it.
They're gonna have a lot of sex, because I don't know. I don't know the update on her birth control thing, but it seems like when the conservative shift's ending, she won't have to be on it anymore. So I predict within 2 years, we're gonna be hearing about this new Britney Spears that had a kid with this wannabe hack that everybody thought was so good, being Sam. I don't trust the guy. I don't know what it is. It gives me bad energy. But I hope in 2 years we do not hear that she has a new kid with this guy, because I don't think he's good for her. Just what Britney needs. More crying. It's the sound of Jamie not getting her money. His money. And it's the sound of my radio career dying because of this bit. It's me every night. Jesus Christ.
As for any conspiracy theories surrounding the account deactivation, well,
that's where it gets problematic. And I know problematic is the word that everybody uses. And my girlfriend's sitting in a room and she uses the word a lot, so I don't want her to think it's about her. But a lot of people use the word problematic when it's not problematic, but this is problematic. Why are you speculating on where she's at? Then you're like the paparazzi vultures that caused her to go bald and insane. You wannabes.
Well, the source says those are wrong.
Yeah, you're usually wrong because you're nothing more than fans. You've never met her. Jesus Christ. No wonder she went insane. She got the weirdest fan base ever. Some of them are fine. Most of them are weird.
You guys know my situation.
The social media snafu comes on the heels of an eventful week in the pop star's personal life.
Oh, wow.
This is just a groundbreaking day.
Man, she looks like she hasn't slept since 2007.
Last week, her father, Jamie Spears, filed a petition to end her 13-year-long conservatorship.
And that means she's going to get rid of that birth control.
In court documents obtained by ET, Jamie states that Britney is, quote, entitled to have this court now seriously consider whether this conservatorship is no longer required.
What I want to know from Jamie is, like, did they hire a Ray Donovan, one of those fixers, to pay him off on the side? How the hell did he go from no, 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 to, oh, no, it's up to the court? I'm just wondering, oh, that's right, I think he had enough.
In a statement to ET, Britney's attorney, Matthew Rosengart, said the filing represents a massive legal victory. And
you know when you'll see, like, somebody who's in shape and you're like, oh, man, I'm sure they're a professional athlete, and sometimes they are, and most of the times they're not? Or you'll look at somebody at, like, a gas pump getting gas at 7 in the morning, and they're wearing a dirty shirt, and you guess they're a landscaper? Well, that can be said for Britney Spears' lawyer. He just looks like he was meant to be a lawyer.
In a statement to ET, Britney's attorney, Matthew Rosengart, said the filing represents a massive legal victory and vindication for the pop star.
And a massive payday for him.
I think 2 weeks ago we pledged that after 13 years of the status quo, my firm and I would move aggressively
to make some money
and expeditiously to file a petition to suspend and remove James P. Spears.
Ooh, using the full name, real edgy.
Another huge life update? Mm-hmm. Britney's longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari is putting a ring on it.
Oh, thank God. I'm sure he's not with her for the clout and attention. All right, they're just playing music of her showing off her ring. Doesn't really translate into radio. I don't know if the show does either.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I tell you, this is probably not the time to be smarmy and fake. When I tell you that WestchasePrinting.com is the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed. You go to WestchasePrinting.com. You hang out with my friend DJ Tone Tampa. You're hanging out in the club as he's spinning music on the weekend. On social media, at DJ Tone Tampa, at West Chase Printing. When you go to WestchasePrinting.com and you get that nice invoice, he will already have hooked you up with a great deal because he's legit. But if you tell him that I sent you, oh, you will get hooked up, man.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey, hey. It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Nicki Minaj is sparking a firestorm over what she's saying about the COVID vaccine.
I thought it was the results from the clinic.
The rapper skipped the Met Gala last night because they required everyone to be vaccinated, and she is not.
Dummy. Listen to me. I wasn't anti-vax, but I wasn't for the vax. But when I went up to Chicago 5 weeks ago to see my family and to go to the morning show radio boot camp, I was like, you know what? I don't want to have anybody go, why the hell are you not vaccinated? Why the hell are you not? Over and over again. So I viewed it as like getting a new driver's license when you turn 21 and it's not sideways and that means you can legally drink. I was just like, you know what? I have no idea. And we're pretty sure that getting the vaccine saves lives because of the Delta variant. Look at me being Anthony Fauci. But I'm just saying, like, I just think, what's the big deal? Oh, you get a little shot in your arm, man. Maybe it'll actually help out your fake personality of believing propaganda.
One reason she's hesitant is because she claims her cousin from Trinidad has a friend who supposedly became impotent after getting...
Oh, so we're going to believe a friend of a friend of a friend. That would be the biggest problem, you know, for Nicki Minaj being impotent. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing on her mind. Not to make sure that you don't die of the Delta variant. Oh, I got to make sure I get wet.
For getting the vaccine, his testicles became swollen.
Well, maybe he didn't get the vaccine.
Now Minaj is facing ridicule.
Hanging outside underneath a bridge in Baltimore, you get that swollen.
Now Minaj is facing ridicule.
You have 22 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
My God, sister, you could do better than that.
Mm-hmm.
We asked Dr. Oz to clear
up. Alrighty, I can't deal with Dr. Oz. He puts the army in smarmy. What an asshole that guy seems like. Oh, he gives me dish chills. Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald has died. Mm-hmm. He was 61.
It's weird, man. I hate to say, oh, life's short, but we'll be dead someday, and it's absolutely frightening. And I hope there's some type of afterlife where Norm MacDonald's just being hilarious and harmless.
Do the weekend update, you know, the fake news. Mm-hmm. I might return to my first love, dance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Got the Saturday it. Night Live veteran's death on Tuesday follows a 9-year battle with cancer, a struggle.
What a badass. Fighting it, dealing with cancer, and not letting it be known
that he had decided to keep private.
Mm.
After the news broke, McDonald's comedy peers took to social media with their heartfelt tributes.
Mm-hmm. That's a little scoop for the viewers.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey wrote on Twitter, "My dear friend Norm MacDonald passed away after a brave 10-year battle. He was one of our most precious gems, an honest and courageous comedy genius. I love him."
Yeah.
I know this job looks easy.
It does look easy.
No, it doesn't, Conan.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, the hilarity of how ironic and mediocre he was. I'm Conan O'Brien.
Shared, "Norm had the most unique comedic voice I have ever encountered."
Unlike you.
Sarah Silverman told her fans, "Please
I'm annoying.
Do yourself a favor and watch his stuff. He was one of a kind."
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed.
It's a Turd Ferguson episode. Oh, man, I'm pretty sure you probably couldn't do that now. Let's do one more Nicki Minaj headline before we get into everything Kardashians.
Minaj is firing back at Meghan McCain.
I hardly address things, so.
Could you imagine those two fighting? Oh, it'd be hilarious. Not really. I don't know if I'd want to hear them fighting, but I actually got a video of them fighting the other day. Watch your mouth, Megan. Yeah. Shut up, Nikki. Is that your new song, Nikki? Flow as tight as a dirty litter box. All right, now I'm getting uncomfortable. So, I don't need PETA calling me. Actually, that'd be my big break.
Therefore, when I do address them, it all just comes.
Actually, PETA calling me would be their big break.
Nicki Minaj is firing back at Meghan McCain.
I hardly address things, so therefore, when I do address them,
yeah,
it all just comes out.
Yeah, it does. Kleenex, we need it.
Let's break it down. On Monday, the rapper confirmed to fans that she would not be attending this year's Met Gala.
Oh, God, no! We all got the invite, but now we're not going to go because Nicki Minaj isn't at the... Nicki Minaj is not at the Met Gala. Oh, our lives are forever ruined.
Why? Well, because of the event's vaccination mandate.
Well, we know.
Nicki then went on a Twitter rant about her vaccine skepticism,
all right,
including this.
I know I just played a video that explained this as well, but it will get to the Meghan McCain comments. Get it? Got it? Wait.
One where she revealed she would not get vaccinated simply to attend the highly anticipated fashion affair.
Mm-hmm.
The rapper also went on to claim that her cousin's friend became impotent after getting the vaccine. Nicki's tweets didn't sit well with the former.
Here's the new part of the news that you will know. Because I know I just replayed what you heard, but now we hear about Meghan McCain.
Former co-host of The View, as she responded with, "That's entirely enough internet for today." That's when the 38-year-old rapper fired back, writing, "Eat you."
Oh, well, what a riveting comeback. Oh, I mean, that's actually pretty good for Nicki Minaj. Be better for a fifth grader.
Things are getting more and more serious between Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
Yeah. They finally got the two-point conversion.
And now a source is telling ET that Scott Disick, who shares three children with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star, has, quote, unsettled ill will towards his ex and her new rock star boyfriend.
Sounds healthy. Oh, what a good guy he is. All the talent Scott Disick has. There's no brain in that head.
I'm not putting my energy there.
Yeah, me neither.
source explains, quote, Courtney and Scott are definitely not as close as they once were. Scott.
Yeah, they were once married and having sex with each other.
Has some unsettled ill will towards Courtney and Travis being together, and Courtney is over the jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks Scott needs to grow up.
I've seen it all.
Of course, this all comes after Scott made his feelings known in an alleged DM he sent to Courtney's other ex, Eunice Benjamin, in August.
I don't get what is alleged about it when we saw the screenshot. It seems pretty much factual, not just an allege.
At the time,
not just an allegation.
The 28-year-old model who dated Court on and off for years prior to her current relationship with Travis posted a screenshot of some DMs he claimed were from Scott. The alleged post included a PDA-filled pic of Court and Travis on their Italian vacation, along with a message allegedly sent by Scott reading, quote, Yo, is this chick okay?
No.
Bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy.
Yeah.
The Push founder and the Blink-182 drummer have been inseparable since confirming their relationship earlier this year.
And quite sore from the amount of sex they've been having.
Courtney even helped Travis conquer his fear of flying after his 2008 near-death crash.
That's what I like to hear about the Kardashians, that they're helping out a guy for once, not ruining him.
And the source tells ET that traveling with Courtney on his first flight since the accident brought them even closer.
Yeah.
I'm just like living life and whatever happens, happens.
That's the deepest thing she has ever said.
Quote, they have gotten so much more serious to the point that they could very well spend the rest of their lives together.
Whoa, it's like you get closer to your significant other as time goes on and you're dating longer? Whoa, what a concept.
They are both very committed and very happy. Their kids are also excited about a bigger, closer future together.
But Scott ain't really digging it. Oh, whatever.
Looks like Kendall Jenner has some competition for boyfriend Devin Booker's attention. She just revealed which family member has an adorable crush on him.
And all the side chicks he probably has. Just being honest.
Let's get into it.
No, thank you.
On Tuesday, Kendall Jenner stopped by The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she kept him in the know about all things Kardashian.
Yeah.
After revealing to Jimmy how she found out sister Kylie Jenner was expecting baby number two, she talked to him about the relationship she has with her 18 nieces and nephews. And
the nannies know him.
Counting.
Are you a good babysitter?
I'm all right.
I just want to bang Devin and they want to cry.
Be like the cool aunt and liked, I guess, by all of them.
Kendall also confessed that she has some tough competition when it comes to being the coolest.
No, you don't. You're the one that seems likable.
After Jimmy asked how boyfriend Devin got along with her nieces and nephews, she revealed that he has an adorable connection with Kylie's daughter, Stormy.
You know, as much as Kendall's implied, she doesn't want to have kids. You know, that makes the biological clock go ticking. And when Kris Kardashian, because you know it's her mother, so you know the mom's able to see when the biological clock is ticking, she is also going, should I get the camera crew? Ha!
He loves them. Him and Stormy have an amazing relationship. She has the biggest crush on him, and I'm like jealous sometimes. I'm like...
Whatever.
Kim Kardashian may have filed for divorce from Kanye West back in February, but a source tells ET the Grammy winner is still trying to win back his estranged wife.
We have to thank Kim the most for allowing me to come back.
While the rapper briefly dated supermodel Irina Shayk
it was just intercourse. There was no dating there.
His split from Kim, a source tells ET that the 44-year-old rapper is spending more time with the KKW beauty founder and their four children, North.
It's just like, if he didn't get laid while breaking up or after she dumped him, then I would kind of get her going back to him, but he's been in somebody else. But besides the fact that he was inside of that model, the one that was married to Bradley Cooper, nice save, Ryan, she also... Kanye West cheated on Kim Kardashian while he was with the marriage, so it doesn't seem out of the realm that he's not loyal. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm done. I give up, not at all.
North Saint Chicago and Psalm, and that he wants her back. quote, Kim and Kanye's relationship is in a much healthier space. Mm. They have been speaking a lot more frequently and have been spending more time together on and as a family. Yeah. Kanye is totally trying to win Kim back, and she is considering it. Yeah. But he still has a lot to prove to her.
Kim and I have been best friends for a really long time.
The source adds that Kim and Kanye's relationship had to start over in order for it to begin again. And there are still things he has to work on in order for things to progress. Quote, she definitely sees that he has been making an effort, but she also knows that he can be a loose cannon at times, she is concerned about that. She is worried that one day he might snap and become mentally unstable again.
It's going to happen. It's called being bipolar. Speaking of loose cannons, hanging out with Kim Kardashian, the greatest film of all time. Okay, I'm playing the acting part of the Kim Kardashian sex tape. It's only the beginning, not the sex. It's when he's like, when you in your zone. So if you have kids in the room or whatever, turn this off. It's about to play a little porn. Mm-hmm. There they are, make it up.
Man, Ray J.
Yeah.
Let me hear you something, homie. When you jacking off to this.
Yeah.
And when you really just in your zone.
Yeah.
Go hard on them, homie.
All right. That's the advice I give this podcast, too. Bye.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, you thought you were going to get rid of me that easy. Not at all. I just wanted to go to break. I thought that was funny. I got a few thoughts I want to get into before I end the show, for real. So I was thinking about it. I was hearing the song Grind With Me, Take Your Time With Me by Pretty Ricky from 2005. And I was getting all these memories of watching all my friends grinding on girls in 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And I was like the original, like, cuck. The difference is I don't do hack AM radio. But what I'm saying is the difference is this. Whenever I think about grinding, it's bizarre to think that when I was in 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, even high school, our teachers were basically watching underage kids just dry hump. It's a very weird concept, the millennials and how horny they were. Bizarre. Did you see recently, this is just, I wrote down a bunch of topics I want to get into before I end the show. So it's kind of going to be like a fast round, a lightning round. Before we get into the lightning round, I need to get caffeinated. I'm not caffeinated already. Well, I got my Bang energy, which my trainer, Fitz H. Fitness, Devin Prasad, says is the official drink for Trump supporters. And I'm like, I don't care. I didn't vote. But it's kind of true. It's all the Caucasian douchebags that work in a sales job. Oh, I love my Bang energy. And then there's me. I'm going to drink this Bang energy to get some energy. So that's how it works. Oh, I feel like $1 million, even though I have $8 in my bank account. All right, I'm beyond heartbroken. I'm not going to say the name of the place. I'm not going to say the name of the city it was in, even though you know where I live. But there was a place you could get endless sushi at. Oh, it was wonderful. I go there today. I'm like, oh, babe, you want to get some endless sushi? Yeah. And me and my girl go there, and it was shut down, and they had a little orange sign on the front that said that because of health regulations, they were closed. So then my girlfriend looked it up and they had 23 violations. And I just feel lied to, man. But it wasn't expensive to go to this endless sushi place, but it wasn't cheap. And there were like rats in the back. No, I'm not talking about Scott Disick. Celebrity news humor. But it's like, I go there all the time and they were kind of bougie and it was a nice place, nicely lit, nice EDM music. Maybe that should have been the sign that it wasn't good. And I just feel lied to. Like, they always came off like they were the classy place you could go to. No. I can't win in life. No, I can. I have a hot girlfriend. Did you see that weirdo dude trying to hang out with J-Lo? No, I'm not talking about Ben Affleck. This fan came after J-Lo, and Ben Affleck was right there making sure the guy got nowhere near J-Lo. And I was like, man, if he hadn't done a two-point conversion yet, Knowing her for 20 years, that night he was congratulated and was able to manifest that. That is a superstar boyfriend getting some creepy fans away. Not hiding like Machine Gun Kelly, even though he's a good dude. You know what else has been bothering me lately? So, like, there's some days and my girlfriend's like, I just don't want to have sex. And that's not the problem. It's not every day you're going to manifest great sex. But then I need to have the sweet release every day. So I will go to my favorite website, spankbang.com. And I think there needs to be a new, I don't know if the word would be revolution, so we'll go with this. There needs to be a new revolution. There needs, I think the word would be era. That's better because the word revolution and era are so similar. There needs to be a new era when it comes to the world of pornography. And what I mean by this is there needs to be believable porn where you're laying on the couch, you're a little tired from work, and she comes home, and you're both grumpy, and you show the porn actors, because they're acting, go, oh my God, what's for dinner? Oh my God, I don't know. You want to have sex? Sure. I don't believe this. I want to bang my dad's girlfriend. I want to bang my stepsister. Like, I know, I guess it happens if you go to Brooksville. But literally, it's just like, I want to see something believable. Oh yeah, you did the dishes, baby. Now I'm going to show you a good time. I don't know. I just don't like the weirdness. And I don't like the cheating porn where it's like, oh, my husband's at home. Like when they'll show her doing some things and she's on the phone. She's like, and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't know. Eating a popsicle. Oh, yeah. I don't like that. I want to have it believable. Like, hey, I did the dishes. Let's have sex. Ah, man. A lot of guys out there must want to cheat, and I know a lot of cheaters, because I don't know what that means. Never mind. What I'm saying is this. I'm saying, man, if you have that much cheating porn out there, man, everybody's trying to manifest that. I like having one person. Another thing that's been on my mind lately is the year 2016. Why? Because I'm seeing all of these nostalgic accounts that millennials are running going, oh, remember this song from 2016? Remember this from 2016? Remember, I don't know why I'm talking like Garrison from South Park. Remember this from 2016? It's like, remember when 2016 was going into 2017 and we wanted 2016 to end because all the people that didn't like Trump were mad that he got elected, and then all the people were mad that like Carrie Fisher and like Prince died that year and David Bowie. Are we forgetting history? Like how all of a sudden we're applauding Bush? Really? Wrong button. Like all of a sudden we're applauding Bush? Yeah. We can't just act like 2016 was good. We hated it, but no, because of 2021. Oh, shut up. God. I mean, I love listening to like everything that's not current. Like I listen to old radio shows, old music, watch old cartoons, blah, blah, blah. I think the only current thing I play is probably the NBA 2K21, but I do need to get 2K22. So everything I do is vintage, but I don't live in the past because I didn't really enjoy my past. But all these people, oh, the past, get over it. You're going to be dead soon. Oh, on that dandy note, so is this show.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.